Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. We have got such a wonderful show for you tonight. In just a bit, we'll be taking your calls live on the air, and we'll be bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And of course, you know, we like taking your questions as well. So give us a call here on the show. We're at 888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. We spell that H-U-G-Z, Hugs from Heaven. Our guest medium tonight is Kim Russo, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a couple of quick updates. And we also have a brand new announcement about a very special Twitter event. Now, if you've been listening to our show, you probably know that in just three more weeks, we are holding our best annual afterlife conference ever in Durham, North Carolina. And this year, it also marks our 10th anniversary. Now, this is a convention of the top organizations. All of these have been dedicated to the investigation of life beyond this physical life. The dates are November 6th through the 10th. There are lots of special things planned. But first, I want to tell all of you how you can be a part of this event. Next Thursday, on October 23rd, now that's 1 week from today, so mark your calendars, we invite you to join us on Twitter. We're going to have a special event called In Memory of a Twitter Tribute. This will be a way for you to honor your loved ones in a really special way. Here's what you need to do. Go on your Twitter account and post to hashtag FFF Afterlife. And all you need to do is mention your loved one's name. You could type in something like hashtag FFF Afterlife. I send love and blessings to my husband, Sam Jones. Or maybe you want to tell your mom in spirit how much you love her and miss her. Just be sure to include the hashtag FFF Afterlife. When you do this, you'll be sending the highest love and light to your family members and connect them also to the energy of our upcoming afterlife conference. Our Twitter tribute, this is going to take place during a three-hour window at the following times. Tweet times will be 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 6 to 9 p.m. Central, and 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. At the actual afterlife conference, we're going to honor those loved ones whose names you posted to Twitter with the hashtag FFF Afterlife, and we're going to have that all up on a tribute board. If you wish to join us when we actually honor your loved ones at the conference, just go to our website and sign up for the conference. We'd love to see you there. Go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And finally, as a special bonus for each tweet, you'll be entered into a raffle for a free reading with one of our certified mediums. The winner will be drawn live during the conference weekend, so you must be present to win. Please don't miss out on this amazing event. It is just 3 weeks away, and it's going to include a wonderful day at the Ryan Research Center, a spoon bending party. We also have a special Namaste event that's going to be held on on Friday, November 7th. And that will include presentations and also a really nice luncheon event. So there's a lot more on the schedule. Visit us on the web. We are at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and you'll get all the details, and you can make your reservations today. Oh, and don't forget to enter our annual Holidays Past raffle. That's coming up on December 23rd. It's $5 for a chance to win a free reading by one of our certified mediums. And if you're not able to make it to the conference, we're also going to place your bonus entries from Twitter into the Holidays Past raffle as well. Okay, that was a lot of announcements. Now let's get to our show for tonight. As you know, tonight is our Mediums and Messages show. We're going to be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we always look forward to taking your calls. So let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is a well-known celebrity. You've seen her on TV. She's also known as the Happy Medium. We have Kim Russo with us tonight, and Kim has been able to see spirit since the age of 9. And in addition to her work and her certification with Forever Family, Kim is also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. She has been featured on A&E's Paranormal State, also on the show Psychic Kids. And she's currently the star of The Haunting Of on the Lifetime Movie Network, where she visits with celebrities that have had paranormal experiences. We are absolutely thrilled to have her on the show tonight, so let's get her on the air. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Great to talk with you again.
It's awesome to have you here. I'm so happy to talk to you. I know you have a crazy schedule, so it's not always easy for you to do shows like this. So we have a few minutes to chat before we go to our phone lines. And I wanted to mention, just for our listeners, you have some big news coming up. You have a new show coming up, right?
Yes, I absolutely do. And this, I'm excited about both shows, but this particular show is really a project that means so much to me, because so many people feel that I exclusively read celebrities, and that's
right.
Just not the case.
Right, right.
People don't know that. So I will be, this is a travel show.
I'll be
traveling around the country, maybe even across, you know, the country and overseas,
mm-hmm.
taking the cases that speak to me, where people are in crisis, they're having problems. And obviously I'm not trained in any way as a therapist or anybody who can help them, except
mm-hmm.
With the help of their loved ones from the spirit world, they always seem to know how to guide.
Right.
And so what happens is I will be going to their location where they live, where they have their families and their friends, and I will be making some visits to kind of just investigate. And the person that's leading the show is whoever shows up in the spirit world to give them...
Yeah.
The answers, and it's called Psychic Intervention, and it's also on Lifetime Movie Network,
uh-huh.
and we have some premieres coming up with that. They have a few pilots. The premieres are, I want to say, I know they're in November 22nd, November 29th, and December 6th. If people want to, you know, I'll be putting that on my website as well. They can check that out at kimthehappymedium.com. I believe at this point everything will air at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and so everybody could check their local listings for Psychic Intervention. And I'm really, really excited to come, you know, to your hometown, everybody.
Yeah, that is just so awesome. I'm so excited for you for that new show. And, you know, the thing is that it has to be so rewarding for you to be able to bring so much healing and just kind of peace of mind, you know, and closure to so many people through the work that you do.
It is, and you do the same, you know, as well. And you just figure that not everybody gets an opportunity to come to see me in my office, so I will be going to see them.
Awesome. That is so awesome.
That's
so you have
it.
A lot going on right now. We're all looking forward to the new show, but you have a couple of events coming up as well.
I do, and I don't want to forget to say that I am in the process of filming season 4 of The Haunting Of.
That is awesome.
So there's another 13 shows coming up, which everybody keep a lookout. We have really good celebrities lined up for this season.
Uh-huh.
And I do. I have some live events coming in. One's in December, right before Christmas, December 18th. So everybody could see these events on my site. But it's at the Bolton Center here on Long Island, where I live.
Okay.
And then on January 23rd, I'll be at the Stratford Theater in Stratford, Connecticut.
Okay.
And then January 25th, a couple of days later, I will also I'll be at the Newton Theater, Newton, New Jersey. So okay. I think that's it for now. Three live events coming up. Try to fit those in between. And these are not the biggest theaters, which is great, so you don't have to fight for thousands of people to get a message. It's, you know, they're smaller venues, and it's nice. It's cozy, and it's around the holidays, so it's nice, too.
That is so awesome. Yeah, and people really appreciate that around holiday time, also being able to connect with their loved ones. It's kind of an important time for everyone, because we all know how tough the holidays can be. So this is awesome.
Yeah, it does.
Stuff.
It gets people, you know, it's a happy time, but then in a lot of families, we do miss our loved ones, and we do think about them around the holidays. We miss them every day, of course, but the holidays, you know, become just a certain time of year that we really want to include them. And
Absolutely. So, let's,
you know, we'll see. I'm excited to see whoever can come on out.
Yeah, awesome. So you got the new show in the works, Psychic Intervention. By the way, in case you didn't hear this, everything's on Kim's website, so just go to the website. She's got her events listed there and lots of information about the new stuff coming up. Season 4 for The Haunting Of. That's very cool. Who's the most memorable celebrity you ever worked with on that show?
There's a good list of them, but the one that really does stick out in my mind is Wayne Newton.
Oh wow.
The man is just incredible. I never met anyone like him.
Uh-huh.
He's like a saint, actually.
Oh my
gosh.
We
filmed with him in Las Vegas, and my sister came to just watch behind the scenes, and for her to say that Wayne Newton as a man changed her life, is huge. I mean, the man, you wouldn't know that just by watching him perform. He has a gentle soul. And then, of course, Elvis, my favorite, came through, so that was just an all-time shock for me.
Right.
And
right.
Honestly, I don't know that I'll be able to top that in any way. But you know how spirit works. They're always.
I do. Yeah.
They always have some kind of surprise up their sleeve. So.
Yeah, and they have a sense of humor. So for all you people out there listening, just always remember that they do have a sense of humor. That's
they certainly do.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, we're going to take a really short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Kim Russo. We're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or if you'd like to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the show. We're at 1-888-627-6008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's Dr. Parisetti in one word.
Perhaps you have heard that there is scientific evidence of an afterlife, but you are confused. Plan to attend a landmark convention in Durham, North Carolina, November 8th and 9th, and let's clear up that confusion. Let an esteemed group of scientists from prestigious universities and institutions show you the way. This will be a gathering of the top organizations that have been researching afterlife evidence for decades, all coming together for the first time. Whether you want to learn about reincarnation, mediumship, apparitions, deathbed visions, near-death experiences, or phone calls from the dead, this is the place to be. The weekend will also include demonstrations of spirit communication by Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. Click on the events page at our website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, to learn more about the conference weekend and the many additional events before and after the conference. Or call 631-425-7707 for more information.
Mm-hmm. I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Everyone, welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Kim Russo. We are going to go to our phone lines now. We'll try to get to as many calls as we can, and for those of you who are calling into the show, if we take your call on the air, we like to hear your voice, we like to hear your name. If you're looking for a connection to spirit, just let us know that. And I'm going to turn you right over to Kim, and she's going to do a little mini reading for you. So let's get to our phone lines right now. We have Kim on the phone with us. Our first caller is Megan in Florida. Are you with us, Megan?
Oh, my God, yes, I am. Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you here. Did you want to have a little mini reading?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay, I'll take that as a yes. I'm going to turn you over to Kim.
Hi, Megan. Can you hear me?
Kim, I am such a big fan of yours. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can very well. How can I help you? Do you want to make a connection with someone in the spirit world, or did you have a question?
I have more of a question.
Sure.
I kind of feel like I'm coming to a crossroads in my life, and I'm having a really difficult time right now, so I could use some advice and direction, and I'm having a especially difficult time with my significant other. So
okay, so you just want to see what comes through as far as a message.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see if I have someone who comes through for you. I do have... The significant other, is their dad passed on?
No, he is still with us.
Okay.
But his grandfather has passed.
That's what I was going to say. It's ironically someone who's coming through for the significant other as opposed to you, which is a little bit unusual, but sometimes it does happen where They are telling me that they're, and first of all, I want to tell you the initial S as in Stephen is coming through, meaning they'll talk about the living, in giving you initials or names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they said that they're very blunt. They said that the mothering days are over for the significant other. Like, it's like, it has to be a team.
Okay.
You're not a team. And it's not, I'm not just saying it because you're on the line, they're saying it's not your fault that, I don't know if they're going through like a midlife crisis or something, but it's like, I keep seeing you putting your foot down. I see job change as well. Are you aware of that? I see one ending.
I am looking for a new job.
Yes, good. One ending and one coming. They told me to tell you that I have a grandmother for you here too. She just said she's grandma. She said that she knows you well, and she said that you will be going in a different career field. It won't be the same thing you've been doing. So she said not to be fearful because you work your best under pressure. Are you aware of that, Megan?
I am, yes.
You do. You work well under pressure. So the new job opportunity, Yeah, that's what they said. Though you've been working under pressure for a long time. The new job opportunity is going to give you the confidence you need to make other life decisions. They don't want to tell you what to do. And they're saying that there's like a deadline or a cutoff with this significant other, because this has been going on a little bit longer than, like, if you look back, this didn't just start. This has been going on with this problem with this relationship, okay? So you need to just get some more confidence. You were in a rut. You were stuck at that job and then no job, and they said she's going to get her confidence back. Everything's going to change at that point. You're a tough cookie, and they told me to tell you that. I just also want to tell you that there's somebody who died of lung problems or is battling lung or asthma problems now. They wanted me to bring that up as well. Can you validate that?
That was my grandfather.
The lung problem.
And his name was Stephen.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Megan, then that's how you know who it is. Okay, does that help?
Yes. It does.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you so much for
calling.
Okay, we are going to get to our next caller. Let's go to Kathy. We have... Oh, okay. Sorry, I got the wrong one. Let's go to Holly on line two. Are you with us?
Hi.
Hi.
Doreen.
Now, I just want to clarify
Doreen.
Your name.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Is this Holly or Polly? Just clarify for me.
Polly.
Okay. Would you like to have a little mini reading, a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I'd like to have a mini reading.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Kim.
Holly, where are you from, hon?
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So was there anybody in particular you were hoping to hear from, or just whatever comes through?
Whatever comes through.
Okay, the way that I work when I do phone and I do radio is I'd like you to at least start with a subject matter.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a specific question, but just a topic that you'd like me to tune into, or you'd like to have them talk about on the other side.
Okay, good. I've been getting a sign very frequently, and it's a set of numbers, and the set of numbers is very significant to me.
Okay.
And pardon me?
You just want to see if it's accurate that it is a sign?
Well, no. I'm trying to think, what does it mean? Am I supposed to, It has to do with the address of my parents' house.
Okay,
so
okay.
So I'm at a crossway of saying, do they want me to...
Yeah, but you don't have to say any more. Let's see what comes through.
Okay.
The number four is very big around this. Is there a four in the address?
No.
Okay, that goes to April then. It has to do with the fourth
okay.
month or the fourth of a month. So they're making four huge. Does that mean anything to you? Did someone pass in April, or was somebody's birthday in April?
Neither.
Okay. Please write that down, because the number four is just everywhere. And you may understand it's at another point. I'm supposed to talk about the twins or the two that look alike in your family, whether there's two siblings that are Irish twins or twins. You can validate after. I'm also supposed to tell you that... did mom pass before dad?
Yes.
Okay. That's just how I feel that they're standing together. She said that. She says, I'm here longer than they had to deal with everything else. I feel like there's somebody still connected very much to that house, meaning they depend on that house or they're living in that house. What is mom is speaking, by the way. So somebody in that house still, or someone's depending on that house?
I have tenants in the house.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm supposed to tell you. Like there's activity or somebody still depending on that location. I'm going to tell you exactly what's being said to me, so give me 1 second. The name Carol comes up too? Or Kat?
Oh, yeah.
Who is that, honey? Who is that?
That's my mom's sister.
Oh, okay. Then maybe that's where they were talking about close in age or twins. There's a godmother, too. So either Carol's the godmother of someone. They said she keeps saying...
Yes, she's my godmother.
That's why
you are so good, Ben. You are so good. It's not even funny.
Well, that's why your mother said that. She says, well, she's guiding you, too. Carol's guiding you, too. You're getting guidance. So godparents do that. You know, they love to guide in this world and the next. I have to tell you the truth. This is really coming up as what your mom knows you need to spend money on and what's coming for you. It is going to be necessary to sell it. It is. In other words, there's bills, not even just for you. There's more things that need to be paid for than what, like with the house, there's going to be a lot of repairs necessary. So you're not going to start making all those repairs, she said. She says, take the money and run. You will need it. Do you understand what she means?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's they don't care about you keeping the house. Like, it's not a sentimental thing. Sometimes they'll say,
right.
Yes, you know, it's paid off, it's great. But that's not really what she's saying. She keeps seeing some things, unexpected expenses or even expenses you know are coming, and that's what she said. Like, it's not really going to serve your purpose to keep it.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but these tenants are going to be a little bit of an issue. Are you aware of that?
Well, they're leaving. Right now, they're leaving. So
no, what I mean is,
I see. To figure, do I sell it or do I rent it again?
Okay. I see a disaster in this apartment, is what I'm trying to tell you. So I just hope, like, don't give them their security back immediately if you even have any. That's it. She said you're going to need the money. So I hope you understand that. And there's another sibling who will need money, too. Unless she means your aunt, I don't know. But somebody else will, like, the money will be necessary. So you should already know that. That doesn't sound like it's coming to her as a surprise. Okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
When you said the twins, there's two twins. When you see this, are you seeing, like, people or could it be a set of numbers?
No, it's not numbers.
Like,
if it's numbers, they'll show me numbers.
Okay.
Don't get hung up on the address or the location or the sentimental, you know, that was your parents' house. They keep talking to me about being practical, and your father comes across as a little frugal, but your mother's the one that's telling, like, she's the one, like, just do, like, I'm the one that needs to make this decision, because he's like frugal. Okay?
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Holly, thank you for calling into the show. We've got to get
thank
to our next
you.
Caller,
thank
but
you
thank
very
you so much.
Much.
I hope this helped a little bit.
Okay,
great.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye now. Good luck.
Okay, let's see if we have, I think we have another caller on the line.
Next caller is Sue in Texas.
All right, we have Sue on the line from Texas. Hi, Sue. Are you with us?
This
Sue?
Is Dennis?
Hello? Is
Dennis.
This Sue?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
And who do we
yes,
have on the line
this is
tonight?
Dennis from Houston, Texas.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Dennis from Houston, Texas.
Dennis. Okay.
Yes.
Dennis, thanks for calling into the show. Would you
Hi.
Like to have a little mini reading with Spirit?
I definitely would, yes.
Awesome. Okay.
Hi, Dennis. How are you? This is Kim. Nice to talk with you. Okay, Dennis, please
Hi,
say
Kim.
Yes
I
or
really
no.
I enjoy your show.
Do you watch it?
Pardon?
Texas
yes,
is.
I do. Yeah, I love.
I love Texans. They're big fans of the show. So I will be making it out to Texas one day. I promise. Dennis, is there a
How
wife
do I get
that you?
To my house.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I just cut you off. I said, is there a wife that you're looking to connect with? There's a woman around your age, like a contemporary, that's coming through. I don't know if she's for you or the next caller, but she's very pushy. You know, so she would be around your age. So she could be your sister or she could
no,
be your girlfriend. Who is she?
No, I'm looking for someone else. I can't. There's no one like that. I'm looking for.
That's
one
okay.
Person.
Don't worry. She'll identify herself when she's supposed to. But do you have a question? I just need you to focus in on a topic, or that's how I work. Just is there a question you want me to start with?
Well, I suffered the loss of this person, and I can't get past my grief. And,
okay.
And I've been to a lot of mediums, and you know. I've been frankly disappointed. I mean, there's been a couple good, close ones, but mostly disappointed. So, you know, this has been like 8 months now, and it's real hard to get over.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you what I'm seeing. There's no guarantee that this person will come through, okay? So I will just tell you what I'm seeing, okay? Dennis, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Tell me if you understand this, and I, the mistake a lot of people make is you're focusing on that one person. So keep an open mind as to who else it could be if it's not that person. The first initial I'm hearing is an initial P. Somebody might be Patrick, or just a P initial. I don't even know if it's your last name. Just write that down. It's, you know, when they give me names like that. I also want to talk to you about, do you know somebody that died in an impact vehicle, either a vehicle accident or they died on impact? Does that make sense to you?
I know one person.
Okay. Somebody looks like they fell to their death. Do you understand that? Just yes or no, Dennis? Okay. It was like I fell off of something. I fell off of a roof. I fell off of something. That person's coming across. I have a brother energy and spirit, too. He feels like a brother. You have a lot of people coming through. Hold on a second. Just do me one favor. Tell me the connection of the person without telling me any names or details. The connection of the person, who it is. It's not a child, is it?
It's a son.
Okay. That's why I said it's not a child. If just hold tight. Do you understand the initial P as in Paul? Or P as in Peter? You get the idea.
That's not him.
No, it might not be.
Yeah, no, that's...
Do you understand
someone
who that
else?
Is? Yes. So this person could be alive. Who's the P right around you?
Oh, alive. I can't.
Okay, let me just keep talking. And if we don't catch it, I'm really, really sorry. And maybe Doreen, maybe if you get something,
okay.
Doreen's a medium as well. I keep seeing, Dennis, yes or no, please. Did you lose a brother as well?
No.
A brother or a brother-in-law? Did you lose one?
No.
Okay. Because this wouldn't be a son of the age I see, because he's also a contemporary. Let me just say this. And if this is not anything you understand, then I'm definitely not connecting. I keep seeing someone who works with cars or in a car manufacturing company. Like, I see cars. I have symbols for things, and he's telling me he worked with cars or for a car company. Do you understand who that is?
I have a someone close to me, but they're alive.
Yeah, who is it, please? Relationship to you. Who is that?
My uncle.
Okay. Give me his first name, please.
He's Lewis.
Okay. The reason I bring this up, and does he work with cars?
Yes.
Okay. This woman that came through originally is connected to him. Remember I said, you know, she's not that old.
Yeah.
She might be around your age. She's coming through. Do you know who that is connected to Lewis or the car guy? She's the one that wants to tell you. She's the one that wants to tell you. She's the one that might be bringing in your son. I know we're limited with time. I just want to try one more thing because I don't want to, if she's bringing him in, I don't want to cut you off right there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, and Doreen, you'll chime in if you have anything.
Yep, I'm going this to. Go
is,
ahead,
this is
down.
Either your son or it's not. But who I have coming through is a younger person that looks like they died not of an illness, but of either a drug overdose or something that was like there's still question marks around their death. Like we still don't know exactly what substance or what connection killed him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You understand that, right?
Yes.
I keep hearing an initial R.
Yeah.
like Robert or Ronald or R that's connected to your son. And this is what I keep hearing, but the lady's bringing him in. I don't know how long he's gone, but I will tell you he's not in a bad place. I feel he's in a resting place, but I feel like he's in a little bit of an ashamed kind of place. Like, in other words, he feels he let you down. I don't know if you understand that. And I don't mean the way he passed. I mean in life, like what went on in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to tell you he has a dog with him. He's got the dog. He told me to tell you that. He didn't say it. He showed it to me. Do you understand the dog? Mm-hmm. Did the dog pass before him or right after him? Or they were just close?
No, he never had one, but I had one.
You had one. Yes. Okay, I'm going to chime in here really quick. Dennis, this is Doreen, because I want to give you just one more thing that, based on what Kim was getting also, and then we got to go to a quick break. But with your son, I was getting a couple of things with him as well. One thing was him kind of taking responsibility, really, for what was taking place with him, what happened to him, and also taking responsibility for what led up to this. So he just kind of showed me that as well. The other thing is he's telling me to say very specifically to you that he has been around you and that sometimes you think it's your imagination, but he says to look for signs when you're driving or when you're in the car. I don't know if you talk to him in the car, but he's telling me, like, I'm with you. Mm. I hang out with you. I ride with you. Do you understand that? Have you had an experience actually sitting in your car?
I talk to him all the time in my car.
Yeah, you talk to him because he's telling me.
I'd wait for him to talk back to me.
Okay. He's mentioning, mention the car to my dad because I ride with him. He says to tell you that. So please know that. When you're talking to him and you're in the car and you're thinking about him and you're actually talking out loud to him, please know that he hears you. He's with you. He's with you a lot, okay?
Thank you. I hope
this reading helped you. It's just kind of a mini reading, but thank you so much
for
calling in, Dennis. You be well.
Thank you, Dennis. And just one last thing. He told me to say either DJ, TJ, or the J would always stand for Junior. He wants me to bring that up. So someone's a Junior or he's DJ or TJ, okay? Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Kim. Come to Houston sometime.
I will. I can't wait.
All righty. Thanks for calling in. Okay, everyone, don't go everywhere. We're going to get back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. We've got to take a quick break, so stay with us. We will be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida, fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770. The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925 283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Wimbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Wimbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Wimbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
Perhaps you have heard that there is scientific evidence of an afterlife, but you are confused. Plan to attend a landmark convention in Durham, North Carolina, November 8th and 9th, and let's clear up that confusion. Let an esteemed group of scientists from prestigious universities and institutions show you the way. This will be a gathering of the top organizations that have been researching afterlife evidence for decades, all coming together for the first time. Whether you want to learn about reincarnation, mediumship, apparitions, deathbed visions, near-death experiences, or phone calls from the dead, this is the place to be. The weekend will also include demonstrations of spirit communication by Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. Click on the events page at our website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, to learn more about the conference weekend and the many additional events before and after the conference. Or call 631-425-7707 for more information.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Our guest tonight is Kim Russo. And before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will actually generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop on Amazon? Not a problem. There's another way you can help us as well, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in. They're places like 100 Flowers, Drugstore.com, Home Depot, Nike, QuickBooks, Weight Watchers, and there's actually many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We have time for maybe two more callers. Kim Russo is on the show with us tonight. Before we take the next call, I just want to mention her website really quickly. You can find her on the web at kimthehappymedium.com. So let's get to our next caller. I think we have Judy on the phone from Wyoming. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Kim? I'm going to turn you over to Kim. What would you like to ask her?
I'd like to connect with my mom, please.
Okay. Hi, Judy. How are you?
Hi, it's Julie.
Oh, Julie, thank you for saying that. Okay,
thank
Julie.
You.
Okay. Julie, there is a woman who's coming through. I'm assuming it's your mom, but I don't know until she tells me. She's holding a baby, though. She said this is the baby, so the baby never made it here, unless someone's pregnant and the baby's on its way here. Do you understand why there's a baby with your mother? Did someone lose a baby, or there's a pregnancy right now, the baby didn't come to the earth yet?
I think so, yes.
Oh, okay. That's just the first thing that I'm saying. I do feel it's your mother. I also feel there's a lady there who has a very bad arthritis. Can you identify who that is? Is it either your mother or who she's with?
It could be my mom, yes.
Well, in the hand. She's showing me her hands are arthritic. Okay. Are you the one with a daughter or two daughters?
Yes. One daughter.
Okay. Was it your mother that had two daughters?
No.
Okay. So she's telling me two daughters. I want to talk about the other J, your Julie. There's like a Jennifer or another J. Who was that?
Jamie.
Is that your daughter?
Yes.
Okay, then that's who she's talking about. I knew it.
Okay.
I'm wondering if the other child she's holding is either one you lost or one, I'm not sure if you're having another one, but she keeps saying,
no.
Yeah, right. She keeps, well, first of all, there's good news around Jamie. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay, well, that's what she told me. Like, look for the good news. Like, usually that indicates a celebration. She's putting a celebration there. You're the one that did not get to say goodbye to mom before she passed on?
Correct.
Okay. That's the only thing she really wanted to impart. Like, when I said to her, what is your message, you know, because she wanted to acknowledge your daughter, that she's watching over your family, and she said that you need to get rid of it's not one burden. You seem to carry a lot of burdens when it comes to your mom and her death and her life as well. And that's not for you to carry around. She said it's this, let go of the burden and just lighten your load, because you need to concentrate on your family. And you are having a hard time doing that. Either your mother was your world, or you didn't do anything without consulting her. There's a soul connection very deeply between you and your mom, by the way. It's not just mother-daughter. It's like best friend, confidant, every single thing. You know, you didn't make a move without her. And she says she's with you. I have the chills. She says she will never leave, but you need to now be that mom that she taught you to be.
Okay.
Does that help you? Do you want to ask her anything?
That is so cool.
Do you want to ask her anything really quick, so we could
Is she around us?
Say it again.
Is she around us? And was it her that I seen the day she died?
She just said that. She says, I'm always around helping you and watching you. I don't know if you heard me say that.
I did.
She's always around you. As a matter of fact, when you think of her or call her name, which is pretty much every day you think of her and a lot, she says,
yes.
It's as if you're calling her name. So she's still going to stay around you as long as you need her to. But don't worry. Like, she's still getting on in the other world. It's not holding her back. And, yes, signs are everywhere. Signs are everywhere. She told me you will find a chain on the floor. It looks like a necklace chain. And you're just going to say, how did that get there? Where did this come from? And that's going to be from her if it didn't already happen. Okay?
Okay. All right.
That's great. Julie, we have to leave it there with you, but thank you so much for calling into the show, and I hope this helped you.
Thank you so much. Have a good
you're
night.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Julie.
Okay.
Thank
we've
you,
got
Kim.
Time
Bye-bye.
For maybe squeezing in one more phone call. I think we have Kathy on the line. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello?
Welcome to the show. Do you have a question
Hi.
For Kim?
I was hoping I could get a connection.
Okay.
Okay. Can you, Kathy, how are you? Could you just start with a question, because I need to hear your voice. I need to get into your energy because we do not have a lot of time.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a question?
I just want to know if any of my family members on the other side are sending me messages.
As soon as you said that, and I know the red bird or the cardinal is a common one, but I keep seeing like flying things,
okay.
Like either a butterfly or a bird. That's how I'm getting the messages for you, outside, not inside. So when you're outside, when you're out in the car, when you see nature, when you're looking at nature. Do you have a lake house or a mountain house that you go to?
I don't own it, but yes, I have gone to one.
Well, it's you may not own it, but it's like I feel like it's a place that you've gone maybe more than once, and you probably will go from here on in, like make it a tradition. And I feel it's okay. A man who gives you these signs, like a father energy or someone who's very close to you. And it's in nature. Does that make any sense to you? Like it's through the birds,
yeah.
Or it's through the little animals that you're getting your signs. Okay?
Okay, yes.
You may be getting numbers, but that's not what they're telling me. It's more like the birds or the, you know, look in nature, you will find us, and that's how it's coming through.
Okay.
Just hold on a second. There's one other thing I want to tell you. Are you the one that carries around in your pocketbook or in your wallet the lucky dollar bill or the lucky coin? It's money. But you won't spend it because it's special. It's like this one coin or this one dollar bill or something. Does that make sense to, like, somebody around you or you?
It wouldn't. It's not money, but
it's
I
like
carry
this
other
lucky
things around
thing.
It, but it's
what is this? It's not
okay.
A lucky charm or a lucky like a keychain charm or something. They keep saying it's for luck, and you carry it in your wallet. What is this thing?
Oh.
May not be you. It may be someone
know.
Right around you in your family that does this.
Okay.
You don't know about
okay.
it?
No. I'm writing right. it down so I can think about it.
Yeah, and they told me that this man told me to say happy birthday. Whose birthday is it? Yesterday, next week, or this week? Kathy,
no
right?
Birthday's in October. I'm sorry, yes.
Okay, I heard nephew. There's a younger male.
We don't
male.
Have any... Oh, no, one thing. No, that's not his birthday.
Younger male's birthday. Happy
anybody...
birthday. That's what I just heard.
Right.
So,
and Kathy said her birthday's in October, too. So I
oh, I didn't hear that.
Birthday.
I didn't
yeah.
hear that. And Kathy...
No. My birthday's...
I didn't hear that, right.
Hello? No,
yes,
my birthday's
Kathy.
In January.
Oh, okay.
No.
You said something about October, though. I wish we could keep you on the phone longer, Kathy, but we're actually out of time, and so we have to end the call.
Okay.
But I hope this little tiny bit we got to you, I hope it helps a little bit.
Yes.
And I thank you so much for calling
yes.
into the show. We are out of
thank
time.
You.
I can't believe how quick this hour
that
goes.
Went really quick, because this I just wanted to just even say felt like a father. I just had to say
yeah.
that. It felt that
okay.
way. So
well,
I hope...
That sounds right.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Okay, guys.
Great.
I really want to thank our guest, Kim Russo,
thank
for joining
you.
Us this evening. Kim, if any of our listeners want more information about your work, is the best thing to just kind of go to your website?
Yeah, and then join my Facebook page. I put daily posts. They, you know,
awesome.
I update
okay.
everybody on Twitter. At the Happy Medium is my Twitter name.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll know where to find me. And
okay.
if, I think the best thing to do is sign up for my newsletter on my website.
Okay.
And they'll
KimTheHappyMedium.com,
right? Thank you, Doreen.
Okay. Oh, you are so welcome. We were so happy to have you with us tonight. We also want to thank our listeners for being with us with all of our shows. We really hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website. Don't forget to go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for our newsletter. You're going to be able to check out all of the wonderful events we host, especially the annual conference coming up. It's 3 weeks away, November 6th through the 10th. It's in Durham, North Carolina. I wish I could be there. Kim wishes she could be there, too. But we've got a lot of wonderful mediums coming into that one and really a lot of wonderful scientific presentations. And don't forget about our Twitter tribute. You can tweet with us next Thursday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And this is for a chance to honor your loved ones by name and enter a raffle for a free reading. Please remember to use the hashtag FFFAfterlife. And please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Our guest on Signs of Life Radio will be one of our very own psychic mediums. Deborah Martin is the guest, and she will be here talking about NDEs and her healing abilities. She'll be on the show next week with your host, Angelina Diana. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. I wish all of you a wonderful evening. Always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.